Jackson High School here for a rare Saturday high school basketball tilt. Well, previously rare, though, this is 2 weeks in a row we find ourselves out on Saturday. But this is not weather-related like it was last week. This is a specific cancer benefit day here at East Jackson. The Purple Out, they're calling it. So they're honoring people who are battling cancer, people who have beaten cancer, and even the people who lost their battle to cancer. And it's a nice atmosphere here. They've got a silent auction going on. All of the East Jackson players are wearing their Get Your Purple On shirt in support of cancer. And we've got some details on a couple of opportunities to help somebody struggling with cancer right now. There's a benefit dinner taking place at Vander Cook Lake High School tomorrow from 4 to 6 for Jackie Osborne. And Jackie recently diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. Hardworking wife and mother of three. Her sons are East Jackson students and active in sports. And, of course, she's had her first chemo. It's making it difficult to work. So they're trying to raise money to help her pay for her medical costs and supplement those lost wages due to the treatment. So, again, that's tomorrow from 4 to 6 at Vander Cook Lake High School. And if you wanted to send a donation, 134 Willow Street, Jackson, Michigan, 49201. They have a 50-50 silent auction going on also. A 50-50 and silent auction.
Yes.
And then an additional benefit opportunity, February 18th, 2 to 6, at the Jackson Eagles on Detroit Street for Jackie Osborne. So, again, if you want details, you can call 745-0745. That's 745-0745. Now on to the basketball part of the day today. Jason, a couple teams here that I think are setting up to have a really nice contest today. East Jackson having the kind of year that I don't know that anybody saw except maybe us.
That's right.
Last year we said this was going to be the year. If they were going to have a year, it was going to be this year. And it's looking that way right now. 8-1 overall for the Trojans. 3-1 in the Cascades Conference. Part of that four-way tie at the top of the league.
Yes.
But they already kind of own a tiebreaker over Hanover Horton. They got a big win over Hanover Horton.
Yes, they did.
They did lose to Napoleon, who also part of that crew. So the Cascades Conference is going to get wild down the stretch, and there's going to be some big games. But they're coming off a win over a conference foe, Vander Cook Lake, 60-53. I think there's no question that for East Jackson to get going, it's Daniel Poole that leads the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Daniel Poole, the senior, he's the leader. He'll drop 30 on you if you're not careful. He's done it a couple of times this year. I believe he's already set the career scoring record here at East Jackson. So Rodney Loudon knows where his bread is buttered, and you're going to see a whole heap and helping of Daniel Poole.
And, you know, one of the reasons we said last year that East Jackson could be somebody to watch out for, the quote-unquote sleeper this year, is because they had so many underclassmen last year, and now this looks like one of the most experienced teams in the area with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seniors on the team, and the rest are juniors. No underclassmen, no youngsters. So even if maybe they don't have that super talented guy, which we're kind of saying they do, and Daniel Poole, they've got so much experience and just that upperclassman mentality that we're going to win, and it's translated into wins for sure this year.
Yeah, and they're not going to retool. They're going to reload because the junior varsity has 9 sophomores on it because there's no underclassmen on the varsity roster. They're going to be ready to go, and if I remember correctly, I believe head coach Colin Buckland from the JV team runs the same system that Rodney Loudon runs. So it should be a smooth, seamless transition from one end to the other for those new kids coming in next year.
Well, let's hope for East Jackson's sake that the JV doesn't translate to the varsity today. The Columbia Central Eagles JV all over East Jackson, 62-46 in our opening game. And I'm going to credit the guy. I'm not 100% certain on this, but the first dunk that I saw all year, Jason, you missed it. You weren't here yet. Sam Like in the JV game for Columbia Central went up and threw it down.
Nice.
So
in the JV game,
I wouldn't have guessed our first dunk of the year would have been during a JV contest, but it happened. And kudos to the Columbia Central Golden Eagles JV. Meanwhile,
indeed,
this varsity is kind of an up-and-down story. They're 5-4 overall, 4-3 in their league. And they're coming off a win over Onsted, but the previous two games were losses. So they've been that kind of win some, lose some. And they'll hope to get out there and win some tonight. And I think the first time we saw these guys, they lost to Napoleon. And I got the feeling that they weren't quite – there was – some ring rust they had to knock off from the offseason.
Yeah, and that's probably – the biggest credit to them is they looked a little rusty, but they held their own against Napoleon, right, which wasn't a terrible thing. And if you look at the head-to-head matchup, both of these teams have played Napoleon, both have lost. So, that tells you how good Napoleon is, but it also tells you where the Columbia Central's at. They play in probably, arguably, a little bit tougher league than East Jackson does as well. So, it's to be expected that they're going to have a handful of losses in conference as well. So, Columbia has a lot of weapons on their team. Gary Elliott played a pretty good game. Dalton Fish looked good last time we saw him as well. Cole Partridge is a big piece of this puzzle for them as well.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, Jason. While I think Dalton Fish didn't have a horrible game, I don't think he had the kind of game that they needed from him in that game.
Right.
The point
if
they were going to win. So today, he'll be somebody who's important to get going early and get some points on the board. They don't have a ton of size inside, but neither does East Jackson. So I'd say that's probably not a factor. It's going to be more about who's willing to work hard on the boards, get those extra possessions, and turn them into points. Both teams have pretty good guard play. I'm struggling to find an advantage for one team or the other. I think it's just going to come down to who has a better day today.
Yeah, and the key for Columbia is going to be shutting down Daniel Poole. Nobody on the East Jackson roster really, I mean, they're talented and they're deep, but there aren't a ton of guys who you can see really take over a game, mostly because they haven't had to. You know, no one has had an answer for Daniel Poole really this year, so it'll be if Columbia can shut him down offensively, that should keep him in the game.
Well, I don't know why your mentality wouldn't be to come out and say, Daniel Poole's not getting anything. Let's see if anybody else will beat us tonight.
Right, exactly.
But we don't want to lose to him. So we'll take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and go through the starting lineups, get things set up for the tip-off. Again, the East Jackson Trojans hosting the Columbia Central Golden Eagles today on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal from Jackson Public Schools. Now more than ever, our students need to be prepared beyond K-12 to be competitive in the workforce of tomorrow. We are excited to announce the Jackson County Early College Program at Jackson High School. The program offers our students the unique opportunity to attain college credit towards a certification or all the way up to an associate's degree. Students can begin their college education as early as their freshman year and stay through their 13th year. This program is open to all Jackson High School students. For more information, visit us on the web or stop in and see us. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, all set for tip-off coming up here shortly. Well, let's go over the starting lineups right now for the East Jackson Trojans.
Yeah, let's go with the East Jackson Trojans under head coach Rodney Loudon. He will roll out the senior-laden lineup with Daniel Poole, David Major, Colin Blau, Zach Seymour, and Rick Adams.
Jason, I think that's probably the first time all year that we've had a starting lineup of all seniors.
I believe it is.
So what about Columbia Central? Who do they trot out there?
Columbia Central has one underclassman, Caleb Shea, the sophomore, getting the start. He will head out there with juniors Garrick Elliott and Carson Daniels, along with Cole Partridge, and one senior in the starting lineup, Dalton Fish.
So Columbia Central is a team that looks like maybe a year away from having a chance to make a run at their league. We are again a little over a few minutes away from tip-off.
Yeah.
I guess I'm trying to be precise. No need to. We'll get to the game very quickly. I want to say thanks to some of our sponsors. Jason, new year, new me. I got up this morning. We made our way out to the Jackson YMCA.
There you go.
Did a cardio kick with Cheryl. And great workout this morning. And the YMCA was hopping.
Yeah, and they're in the middle of their drive, so... You know, speaking of donations and things like that, now is the time to get involved in the Y and get some donations in there. They're pushed for 25 to get themselves a new building. So,
yeah, $25 million is the goal. They're about halfway there.
Yeah.
So the community's definitely been kicking in, and they'll need a little more, but I think a brand-new YMCA is going to be very cool in downtown Jackson. So we're looking forward to that, and we'll be glad to help the YMCA and glad to have them on board with sponsorship here for high school sports. Also, Jason... If you're thinking about something for Saturday dinner, you can't go wrong with White's Restaurant Catering. What would you get if you were going?
Oh, yeah, the two-piece cod dinner, man. I don't even have to ask. That's a gimme.
Fish lovers and GOC is just as quick to tout the fish as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's take two more minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get things set up for the tip-off on WKHM, WKHM.
Why pay retail prices when you have a wholesale jeweler right here in Jackson? Peterson Jewelers is your source for the largest in-house selection of bridal sets. These sets are one of a kind, unique, and that is what every bride wants. Don't go to the big-name high-end jewelers and pay three, four, or five times more. Go to Peterson Jewelers, where the rings are every bit or better in quality. Browse their limitless selection of bridal sets for all budgets. Make every moment count with a bridal set from Peterson Jewelers.
Peterson Jewelers.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal from Jackson Public Schools. Now more than ever, our students need to be prepared beyond K-12 to be competitive in the workforce of tomorrow. We are excited to announce the Jackson County Early College Program at Jackson High School. The program offers our students a unique opportunity to attain college credit towards a certification or all the way up to an associate's degree. Students can begin their college education as early as their freshman year and stay through their 13th year. This program is open to all Jackson High School students. For more information, visit us on the web or stop in and see us. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Jason Smith at East Jackson High School. Trojans getting set to take on the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Little non-conference action today for the Purple Out Cancer Benefit. Fighting cancer here today and getting a little handshake from the Osborne family, as a lot of their efforts today are going to go to support Jackie Osborne.
Yes.
We'll get the Columbia Central Golden Eagles starters introduced down on the floor.
I think they're going through the whole roster.
You're only allowed to play five today, guys.
Yeah, because that's now number like seven. But, oh, they're tossing T-shirts up and
too hard.
Everywhere.
Jason, run over and get this.
Oh, the EJ Scout got it for me.
We almost got us a free T-shirt.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, they are introducing the whole roster.
Yes,
there.
They are.
And they're all tossing out their purple out T-shirts for the benefit.
That's right.
Now, Caleb Shea in the starting lineup, Jason, I don't believe he started when we saw these guys against Napoleon, but he played some big minutes and he did some good things. He was a shot-blocking machine, as I seem to recall.
Yes.
So nice to see him work his way into the starting lineup as a sophomore. And when you know you got a kid like that who's going to be around for a few more years, it's a good thing if you're Jason Rickner.
Yeah.
Head coach here for the Eagles.
And, you know, you got some weapons down there. You got some underclassmen there as well, like you mentioned with Caleb Shea, playing his way into the starting rotation. So there's a lot to look forward to for Columbia into the future. And a big win here tonight against a very pesky East Jackson team would do a lot for them heading into conference play.
Good-looking uniforms there for the Trojans. I like that with the gray on the shoulders.
Yeah, they got the sort of the futuristic number look on the back and
big numbers too, which
very big.
We can't complain about that at all. It's nice to be able to see the number. We had it a few times during the football season where the numbers were illegible.
Yes.
From the broadcast booth.
We were hard on the struggle bus there.
8 minutes on the clock and now we're getting the starters for Columbia Central, so yeah.
Get your name called twice.
Not a bad introduction.
It's a Saturday.
Well, see, and I kind of thought, Jason, that this was going to be the rare occasion where the tip-off happened early. But with all the pregame festivities here, we're actually going to be almost right on time here, coming up on 3 o'clock on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Yeah, it was. I get here and there's a bunch of players standing up, and I'm like, oh, no, is the anthem started already? I'm late. But they were doing some of the cancer awareness stuff, and good cause there. I think it was some roses handed out and whatnot. And
Jason, I hate to contradict you, but I believe it was carnations.
Okay. I'm not going to argue. I don't know my flowers, so.
Me either, really. But I knew carnations. Like, didn't we have an annual carnation? You could buy a carnation for somebody at school, like, for your special somebody?
Yes, I believe
whatever.
We did. I didn't have one, so I don't know.
Oh, man. Me either, really. Let's be honest. Here's your tip-off. And Columbia controls the tip. It goes right to Partridge, and he'll get it over to Garrick Elliott. Elliott working up the left side, and he'll drive. Attacking quickly off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Putback is through. Garrick Elliott aggressive to start it off here. Columbia Central leads 2-0. Trojans back on the attack and a drive from there, and David Major quickly to the rack, and that's missed and rebounded. Partridge bringing the drive the other way, gets into the lane, puts it up, and he'll get the blocking foul as Daniel Poole set up to try to take a charge. Partridge enough body control to swoop around.
Yeah, it looked like it might be a charge there early on, but Cole Partridge did just enough to sweep around there and get the blocking call. That'll be Poole's first.
And Jason, you know, sometimes they'll take that charge and they set up early enough, and when that guy tries to go by sideways, they want to lean a little bit,
yep.
And that turns into a blocking foul real quick.
That's a no-no.
Partridge hits the first. Second is good as well. 4-0 now for the Golden Eagles in the early going. Colin Blau will bring it up the floor for the Trojans. East Jackson working from the wing now. David Major. Major to the top, and that's Zach Seymour. Back to Blau, left wing. Now he'll hand off to Poole. First touch for Poole early going. Dropping it down to Rick Adams. Adams back out for a three-point attempt. Missed. David Major. Second shot attempt is off. Rebounded quickly by the Eagles and up the floor. Garrick Elliott beat everybody down. Back out to Parcher. Skip pass. Open look for Shea. He's going to drive. Spin move. No. Good defense there. Offensive rebound and putback is a failed attempt by Carson Daniels, and now the Trojans take it back the other way. Poole with the drive floater, got it. Easy to see why he lights up the scorebooks. That was a quick bucket for Poole.
Yeah, good floater there off the glass.
4-2 the score here. Partridge working against Poole now. He'll drive, spins back out. Elliott outside the arc, looking for a seam. Nothing there. Partridge pulls a triple. Good. Cole Partridge catching fire here early. 7-2, the Golden Eagles.
Yeah, he's got five early on and a nice-looking stroke so far.
Cullen Blau with the ball. Gets it to Majors. Dribbling across the top. Now looking for some room. Nothing there. Poole at the top. Looking down for Adams in the paint. He'll pass out. Blau pump fake. Dribble drive. Missed it from the baseline. Rebound tapped long and chased down by Seymour. Seymour gets it to Poole, and he's met out there by Daniels. He's going to drive. Forced it a little bit, but does draw the foul. First one against the Golden Eagles on the floor.
It almost looked like Columbia was in a somewhat of a box and one there, focused on Poole. The rest of the team in a zone.
Like we said, Jason, that might not be the worst idea. Take Poole out of the game and see if somebody else wants to beat you. Poole thought about a deep triple there. Instead, he'll get it to Major. Major to Blau. They're running kind of a weave there. Blau in the corner. Looks to drive baseline. Gets too deep. Stepped on the line.
Good shot at a good play there. Had Major cutting. Had a good look at it.
So the Eagles with the 7-2 lead bring it back down on the offensive end. Gary Elliott to the top. Dalton Fish getting the call from the bench, resetting the offense. He's near the midcourt line. Gives to Shea. And Gary Elliott doing a bit of a jab step cut. And then he went for the back cut, and Shea missed him. Out of bounds. Unforced turnover there by the Eagles. 7-2 they lead. Here come the Trojans to try to cut into that deficit. Cullen Blau working against Dalton Fish. Poole off the screen. Looking down to Adams in the paint. He's double teamed. Goes to the middle of the basket anyway. Nice Hakeem Olajuwon dream shake. He missed it. But it's offensive rebounded and put back by Zach Seymour, and it's 7-4. Eagles with the lead. Drive by Fish. And a knock away. Good job by the East Jackson defense, and they'll get the ball back. Big stop there.
Yeah, read that driving dish.
Poole with a deep triple. Goes off the heel. That was NBA range. Rebound comes back to the Trojans, and Major, aggressive to the basket, draws a foul, and he'll get to the line for a pair. Little chippy after the foul call. Garrick Elliott and David Major.
That'll be Garrick Elliott's first, team second.
Major at the stripe, first free throw is through.
A bit of a line drive free throw there. Not pretty, but effective.
Second one, similar form, similar result. 7-6, the Trojans have cut the lead down to one. 4.5 to go first quarter, 7-6. Columbia Central, Fish from the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Good pressure there by East Jackson, and the steal attempt, a little overzealous by Zach Seymour. He'll run into Cole Partridge, and that's a foul against East Jackson.
Yeah, that'll be his first.
But when you get that guy to pick up his dribble, you're shouting, dead, 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 and Everybody's overplaying those passing lanes. In that case, he was a step late. Inbound to Dalton Fish. Fish in the backcourt.
That got Columbia into trouble against Napoleon, too. They would pick up the dribble and have nothing, no options.
Back cut by Daniels. Gets in deep, and he'll draw a whistle from Major. And a nice cut by Carson Daniels to get himself open in the paint. Good look to find him.
And that'll be Major's first, team's third.
7-6 our score. Carson Daniels at the line. Free throw goes off the heel, bounces wide, and he'll get a second chance. Second free throw attempt is nothing but net. 8-6, Columbia leads. Here come the Trojans, Cullen Blau. Played a little quarterback for the football team, running the point. Now for the hoop squad, Daniel Poole. When Blau went out with an injury, he was the quarterback. Now he drives, floats it. A lot of contact, but no whistle. And on the loose ball, bounce by Zach Seymour off of Dalton Fish's dome.
The smart
Jackson ball.
Good heads-up play there.
Nice. Nice on the heads-up. off the head. Daniel Poole chases down the inbound deep, and he'll set things up for the Trojans. Gets a screen. Had to look at the triple. Instead, he'll drive off the back. No, he left it off the side backboard. Gary Elliott down the floor quickly. He's done that a few times tonight. This one results in a layup and a four-point lead for the Eagles, 10-6. Colin Blau working his way across the top. Hands to Major. Major hands to Poole. Back to Blau. Running that weave on the perimeter, and Blau looks to drive. Goes all the way into the basket, out to Poole for three. Quick trigger. Left it short. Rebound attempt comes off, and another shot at it for the East Jackson Trojans. A three-point bucket for David Major, and the lead's cut to one. It's 10-9. And I told you, Jason, I felt like this might be a good game, and so far, so good. We're going to have a nice back and forth all night. Fish on the drive, floats it from the baseline off the rim. Poole with the rebound. Gets Blau up the left sideline, and he'll stop and pop for three. No. Left it short, rebounded by Partridge, and now he goes up the floor, and Daniel's in front of everybody. Manhandled the ball out of the air, knocked Poole to the floor, and got the layup, 12-9. Good pace here in the first quarter. Blau working under the basket. Reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Adams. His putback's no good, and then Partridge pulls it down. Cole's been doing a good job on the board for the Eagles. Now he floats one in the lane, coast to coast. Cole Partridge gets the score, 14-9, and that'll draw a timeout from the East Jackson bench. 2:25 to go. Golden Eagles lead here at East Jackson, 14-9. 30-second break. We're right back with more on WKHM.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call. Stop in or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back in action on the floor. Daniel Poole's got it for the Trojans, trailing by five. And we got a whistle. It looks like it's away from the ball, and it's going to go against the Trojans.
That's going to go on Carson Daniels, yeah. And that is his second foul, team's third. And substitution for East Jackson, Austin Jackson into the game.
Tremendous center fielder for the Seattle Mariners, right? Is it the same
close
guy? Inbound to Blau. Off the inbound, Blau with an easy bunny there. 14-11, Trojans get points on the trip.
I think he's looking for work this year.
Fish coming back the other way. Chase Tompkins onto the floor now for the Eagles. And Noah Osborne. Shot up by Partridge. Missed. Rebounded by the Trojans. And Poole quickly up the floor. Gets past the defender. Tries to get the steal from behind. Commits the foul instead.
Yeah, and that is on Chase Tompkins. His first. Team's fourth.
Inbound coming here is Austin Jackson. Jackson drops it off for Blau on the baseline. Stops and pops. 14-13, the Trojans cut the lead back to one. Fish bringing it up for the Columbia Central. Carson Daniels, deep left wing, now to the top, Cole Partridge. He puts it on the deck, looking to drive, loses it for a moment. Back cutting Daniels, strong finish. Didn't get it to go. Osborne comes back with the strong offensive rebound. His putback is good, and he'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
Noah Osborne, a good senior to have off the bench. Brings the hustle. Jared Swantek into the game for East Jackson.
Osborne's a guy who has started at times, but it felt like he's always, every time we've seen him, he finds himself in foul trouble. So maybe coming in, giving him some lightning off the bench for a little while, better way to maximize his contributions. Gets it from the stripe, and three quick ones for Noah Osborne. 16-13. 17, that's what I thought. They didn't count that free throw real quick.
Yeah.
We get a couple substitutions. Cole Partridge to go to the bench. And that gets Caleb Shea back onto the floor for the Golden Eagles. Garrick Elliott guarding Swantek. Out to Poole, thought about a triple. Now he looks to drive, hands back off to Swantek. Right at the top of the key, now he backs his way into the elbow area. Hands off to Poole, he floats one. Looking for that backboard, left it short. Daniel Poole struggling to shoot today. Gary Elliott lost the dribble there for a moment, and he'll get whistled for a carry violation.
Still a little confused. I think he's respectfully disagreeing there.
I saw it. Swantek with the rock for the Trojans. Gets a screen. Goes around right wing. Turns around. There's Blau. He'll get a screen. And pass it off a guy's shoulder, but it ricocheted right to Rick Adams, and now Blau's got it back. Outside the arc. Working out the handles. Gives it back to Swantek. Swantek back to Blau. Deep right wing. Skip pass. Open for a moment. No shot. Puts it down now. That is Austin Jackson. Jackson to Swantek. Now back to Jackson. Open look for three. Left it short. Save attempt. Tipped it right to Fish. And here goes the break for the Eagles. Fish up the floor. There's Shea. Head of everyone. And he put up a little too strong. Now the Trojans have a chance to come back. Poole knocked down. No call. And the East Jackson fans are livid. Fish on the attack. Gets in the lane. Floats it. And a whistle in for a charge.
I think that might have been a little bit of a makeup there because that didn't look like a charge.
Poole absolutely blasted in a little fray there for a loose ball. And you could hear the lamentations, the objections of the East Jackson faithful. Colin Blau gives to Adams. Now back around. He likes to go to that baseline. Out to Swantek. Open look for two. Just missed. And that buzzer will sound in the first quarter. 17-13, Columbia Central leads East Jackson. 1 minute break. We're back with the second quarter on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Life's better with Tom Coffee's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffee's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffee's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes up. We're ready to go here. Second quarter. Colin Blau on a drive. Triple team down in the low block. And he'll get the foul. Little jump. Jump hook there from the low block, and there were three Golden Eagles around him. He managed to get the shot up and draw contact. 17-13, our score. The Trojans trail. Blau with the stripe, and he hits.
And that foul went on Garrick Elliott, his second. That's the team's sixth.
And the second free throw is also good. Trojans keep that lead at 2, 17-15. Golden Eagles with a chance to expand on their two-point advantage. Partridge from the left wing, or right wing, driving, floating. Missed it. Osborne with another offensive rebound and a putback. And Noah Osborne with a quick 5 points since coming into the game. Dalton Fish and here steal on the sideline.
Kind of McClear into the game. Cole Partridge will get a break.
So every time that East Jackson's made a run, the Golden Eagles have been able to answer. Daniel Poole been held in check for the most part. Just 2 points for the senior leader of the Trojans. Nice drive there, though. And a lefty finish by Poole. Cuts the lead back to 2, 19-17.
He heard you call him out.
Caleb Shea back in for the Trojans. He's deep left wing. He'll skip it across to Chase Tompkins. Tompkins now across the top. Gives to Shea. Fish will feed Osborne on the low block. He goes to work. Turnaround fader. Almost got it to go. Rebounded by Poole. And here come the Trojans. And Poole on the attack. Drops out to Swantek. He'll drive. Turns around back out to Blau. Open look for three. Got it. Colin Blau. Big shot. And the Trojans' first lead of the day. 20-19 on the three-point shot by Colin Blau.
He's got nine.
6:37 to go first half. Into Osborne at the high post. Gets all the way to the bucket. Sweeping hook, no good. Rebound tapped around for a while. Touched out of bounds. Oh. Looking to save it, Connor McClear. Can't touch it when you're out of bounds, Connor, and the turnover.
Would have been a good heads-up play if he hadn't been laying
kinda,
on the
yeah.
line. He was laying on the line nonetheless.
Somebody had to get it. Poole, deep three, hit wow. it. Daniel Poole with 5 points since I pointed out that he only had two. 23-19, now the Trojans with the four-point advantage. There's a three-pointer from the other end, and a big shot by Chase Tompkins. Back and forth, game continues here, 23-22, East Jackson lead. And we get a foul on a Colin Blau drive.
And that's going to go on Tompkins, his second, team seventh.
5:59 to go first half, 23-22. Home court Trojans in the lead. And Colin Blau to the line, shooting 1-1. Bonus situation here for East Jackson the rest of the half. First free throw rattles out, 23-22. Chance to get the lead back for Columbia. Dalton Fish with the ball. Now that Cole Partridge back in the game, back down to Osborne. He's been able to work the low block pretty well so far. Now he's trapped and he's going to get a 5-second call. Nice defense there by the Trojans. Swantek gets back into the game. Swantek, Poole, Austin Jackson, Rick Adams, and David Major right now for East Jackson. Poole into the corner. Passes off to Swantek, swings it around, and Major will drive from the perimeter all the way to the bucket, left it a little strong, rebounded by Columbia Central. Osborne ends up with it, gives it to Fish into the corner. Now back out to Fish, he's looking to drive into the lane, all the way to the bucket, strong shot, partially blocked, and he'll get a foul too. Fish to the line for a pair.
Yeah, it looked like there was a little bit of contact there by Swantek, and that's going to be his first foul. Didn't get the... Well, David Major got all ball, but Swantek had the body contact.
Fish gets the free throw through. We're tied at 23. 5:21 to go first quarter here in WKHM. Second free throw also good. Quick inbound to Poole. He's at the top of the key. Now works his way to the right wing. Hands off to Swantek back across. Swantek passes to Major. He'll come back across. Now to Poole. Poole's ready to fire from pretty much anywhere on his half of the floor.
Yeah.
Crossover dribble. Osborne comes out to pick him up. Swantek's got it. Crossover into the lane. All the way to the hoop. Lefty finish. Short. Rick Adams with an offensive board out to Poole. Open look for three. No. Partway down before it bounces out. Long tapped rebound is pulled in by Major, and he'll get it back to Poole. Connor McClear out to guard him. Major open for three. Good job by Shea to close that gap. They get down to Rick Adams, and he'll get whistled. And it's the bonus for East Jackson, so he'll get a 1-1. They did call the foul on the floor.
Dalton Fish getting his second foul of the game. Team's eighth.
24-23, Columbia Central with the lead. Adams at the stripe, and that one rattles out, but rebounded by Austin Jackson. Another possession here for the Trojans. Tried the skip pass, and here came Connor McClear from all the way down the other end of the floor to steal. And now we're back on the offensive end for the Eagles, and a nice deep jumper by Caleb Shea. Shooter's roll gets it to go, and it's a 26-23 Eagles lead. Now tried to tie it. Daniel Poole fires quickly from three, and we're tied at 26. He only needs a little bit of space, and he'll fire. And that one goes through.
That'll give him 10 on the afternoon.
Eight of those coming after I called him out. Osborne on the move. Gets deep. A lot of contact. No whistle. Missed the shot, and here come the Trojans. Swantek into the corner for Poole. Fish goes out to meet him. He'll drive. Drops it off for Adams. Pump fake. Gets the shot up, and it's good. Trojans back in front. 28-26. 3:45 to go. First half. Dalton Fish gets a screen by Shea. Doesn't really use it. Goes to Cole Partridge, right wing. Looks to drive. Lose the dribble momentarily. Swantek's got it, and Partridge will get the reach-in foul. That's a one-on-one free throw situation for East Jackson.
Yeah, and that's foul number one on Cole Partridge. Team's ninth. So they are in a little bit of trouble foul-wise, team foul-wise, numbers-wise. Everybody's pretty much got two.
Swantek, a few comfortable dribbles at the line. Puts it up and gets it to go. Front end of the one-on-one drops. 29-26, East Jackson.
Just the first bench points for the Trojans in this game.
Swantek again. Missed that one. Rebound battle. Tapped by Jackson. Last touch. East Jackson will be Columbia Central ball.
Austin Jackson respectfully disagrees.
Well, I think he should be glad that they just called it out on him, because he probably could have got whistled for an over-the-back foul.
Yeah.
Osborne had a pretty good block out. Here comes Fish for the for the Golden Eagles, working against Swantek. Nearly loses it there. Gets a screen from Partridge. Now he picks up his dribble near midcourt. Gets it away to Caleb Shea. He'll hand off back to Fish. He's working at baseline. Gets into the air. Tries to go cross-court. Knocked away by Poole. He grabs the ball and up the floor quickly to Major. Major on the attack. Gets all the way in. Draws some contact, and he'll go to the line. I almost don't like that call, Jason.
I don't either.
Major lowered his shoulder, created that contact. But it does get the whistle, and he'll go to the line. A 29-26 Trojan lead with 3:09 to go here in the half.
Double
first free throw is good
for EJ. And that foul on Caleb Shea, just his first. Team's 10th.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot of fouls, but they've really spread them around. That one's off and rebounded by Osborne. He's been a nice player today for the Golden Eagles off the bench. Fish goes to Shea outside the arc. Oh. Nice cut by McClear. Wide open. Missed the bunny. Taps the rebound out, and there's Rick Adams for the Trojans. Gets it to Poole, who's on the attack. Outside the arc, left side. Now driving baseline. Double team down there. And he's whistling for a travel. Bounced up off the ground a little bit with nowhere to go. Poole will turn it over. And he'll come out of the game. First break for Daniel. Nice start to the game here, having a nice first half, especially here in the second quarter. 2:41 to go in the half. 30-26, East Jackson leads. Osborne outside the arc, looking to feed down low to Shea. First time they've really gone to him in the paint. He passed out of it, but he did get some contact, and that will be the seventh foul. Nope, just six.
Yep, and that is on Jared Swantek. That's his second.
Full credit to the scoreboard operator here. They've been getting those fouls and everything up quickly, because most of the time there's a delay, so I look up and I add one to whatever's on the board, but they got it up there quickly. Nice inbound on the cut to Noah Osborne. He'll score it, and it's 30-28. Quickly up the floor of the Trojans to Major. Get hands up to Blau. Blau gives back to Major. He's coming around left wing. Now he spins into the lane and puts the shot up. Missed it. Rebounded. Cole Partridge, and he'll get fouled, and we'll get a one-on-one on the opposite end.
Yeah, that one will go on Rick Adams, his first, and that's team foul number seven. Also during that last exchange, Tyler Panther checking into the game for East Jackson.
Rick spelled with a Y, Rick Adams.
It is Rick with a Y.
Cole Partridge, first end of the 1-on-1, missed it. Rebounded by Major. No, excuse me, is that Panther?
Yeah, that was Panther.
Shot Panther. He comes around on the cut. Opened momentarily at the elbow. Doesn't shoot out to Rick. Ed.
It's a Saturday.
Goodness gracious. That was I still can't say his name. I have a mental block on Austin Jackson's name there momentarily. A drive from the other end. And out of bounds. Austin Jackson coming out. Good. For me. Jeez.
Daniel Poole will check back in for the Trojans.
Poole got a little breather there. Colin Blau bringing it up. Blau will get to Poole. Poole, quick trigger on the three from the right wing. Missed it.
Could have had his own rebound.
Long rebound came out. Instead, it's a little bit of a break here for the Eagles. And a three from Cole Partridge. Quick trigger there. Missed it. Poole rebounds up the floor. Nice pass to Major and a knife. Nice finish. David Major, lefty on the drive. Got it to go. 32-28 Trojan lead. Looking for Osborne down a low block. He's been having a nice night in there. Forced that one up a little bit, and he had Connor McClure open outside the arc. Disappointed.
Oh, and he's going to get teed up.
And they teed him up. I didn't hear anything he said. Jason.
I didn't either, but he was very demonstrative.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke, but I don't know. I don't love the technical. He was just upset with himself, it would seem, unless he had said something otherwise. .117 to go in the half. 32-28 East Jackson lead. And it looks like we're sorting out who it's going to go against here. Not sure what the officials are discussing.
They're going to go with a personal foul on Noah Osborne, technical foul on Noah Osborne, and a foul on David Major somewhere. Not really sure where, but okay.
So there is the free throw for Blau. First one's good. Second one also good.
So now we got two shots for Blau from the foul on the double bonus.
Stretch the lead to six here for East Jackson.
And then are we going to flip around and do the 1-1 for Columbia? I'm a little...
Blau missed that one. And got to the last one to go. That makes it 35-28. And it'll be East Jackson ball, so I don't...
Yep.
No penalty for Major, I guess.
Guess not.
Maybe he was on the offense and therefore no shooting violation. He takes the inbound. 35-28. A quick three-point swing. Could be more than that on this possession. Nearly lost by Panther. Recovered by Blau. He's working right wing. Now drives. Up in the air. Blocked. Knocked away and recovered by McClear. Gets it out of there. Up the floor to Chase Tompkins. Tompkins to Partridge. She looks to drive. Now stops and pulls. That's a nice play on the baseline for Cole Partridge.
Very nice.
35-30. Hits the jumper. So a lot of players will drive and try to get all the way in there. He just stopped when he had some space. Popped in an easy J. Nice play by Cole Partridge. Nice block on the other end. I want to give credit where credit is due. That was Derek Way. With the defensive play. Now he's on defense now against Blau. Trying to hold for one. He'll drive past. And Way will commit the reach-in foul.
And that'll be his first. Blau will go back to the line. Got 12 and a half so far.
Blau with the stripe. And he hits. He's been making a lot of... Making a lot of his living at the free throw line so far today, Colin Blau.
We'll get a substitution here. Brendan DeLosh into the game for Rick Adams.
And you start wondering who's gonna beat you if you take out Daniel Poole. Right now, Colin Blau has been the guy getting it done for the Trojans. Not that Daniel Poole hasn't made his mark on the game. 37-30, the Trojans with a 7-point lead. Nice driving dish. Chase Tompkins drops it off for... Caleb Shea, and it's 37-32 with 5 seconds. Try to hand up the pool. Last touch, East Jackson, and the Golden Eagles have another 3.5 seconds to cut into this 5-point deficit.
A little unintended 2-for-1 there.
Looking for the baseball pass. Gets it into Partridge. 2-1. Fires. What did he do? Put it out.
Looks like a push-off, maybe. I'm not sure. It's going the other way. Maybe a foot out of bounds?
That's the only thing I can maybe stepped on the line. So 1.1 left for East Jackson. Blau will inbound. Pool's back there to try and get it. Instead, he'll go up the floor and knocked away. Partridge almost got it off and hit it. Probably a little too late for the buzzer, but we'll end the half 37-32. And East Jackson trailed most of the way through the first quarter. Seized the lead there in the second quarter and pushed it out to 5 points. 37-32 is where we go into the half. We'll take a three-minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back and look at the numbers and set things up for half number two. 37-32, East Jackson leads at home on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Why is it important that auto owner's insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmella Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicki Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or a free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Don't let that old gold and silver collect dust. Bring it to Peterson Jewelers today. Your gold and silver are most likely worth more than you think. Don't forget those coins you've been collecting. Peterson Jewelers buys those too. Did you know you can maximize your gold value by using it toward a jewelry purchase at the store? All that old gold and silver can help you purchase a one-of-a-kind bridal set. Peterson Jewelers has an extraordinary selection for all budgets. Remember, Peterson Jewelers is a wholesale jeweler. Lower prices for high-quality jewelry means you get more. Peterson Jewelers, making every moment count.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford F-150 XLT, stock number 50041. Easy plan lease, $196 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With F-150 RCO renewal and Auto Show RCO renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires January 31st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at East Jackson High School. Jason, I almost want to do play-by-play for this game as Simon Says they've got going on at half court.
Quite the battle going on right now.
They started out with about 25 kids, and they all went out on like the first one, but these two guys were unbeatable. They're going to have to share the prize, it looks like. Maybe they have two.
Yeah.
Anyway, a nice first half of basketball out here. 37-32 our score. The East Jackson team took advantage of some foul trouble for the Golden Eagles, and they were able to capitalize at the free throw line pretty well. And I think that's the factor I'm going to point to that got them the lead. Daniel Poole had a nice second quarter. Colin Blau has been important for East Jackson. Meanwhile, the Golden Eagles got a surge off the bench from Noah Osborne. And Cole Partridge has been pretty good for them. And Gary Elliott got a little bit in the – did he get two fouls? So they were being careful with his minutes. But he was a ball of energy on the floor for the Golden Eagles there in the early going. Jason, why don't we run down the actual numbers unofficially?
Yeah, let's start with the Columbia Central Eagles. Cole Partridge really might need to be the guy that they need to start focusing the offense around. He has hit every shot. Cole, don't miss. He has 9. Noah Osborne with 7. He is followed by Garrick Elliott and Caleb Shea, each with 4. Chase Tompkins, Carson Daniels, each with 3. And Dalton Fish with 2 to give the 32 for Columbia Central. And on the flip side of that, for the East Jackson Trojans, it's been the Colin Blau show, 14 points to lead all scorers for him. Daniel Poole right behind him with 10, David Major with 8, Zach Seymour and Rick Adams each with 2. Jared Swantek hit a free throw for his only point to rack up 37 for the Trojans.
I think both teams have good things that happened there in the half, and they both had some mistakes that they made. I think Columbia Central maybe had a few more adjustments that they could look to make to keep an eye on Colin Blau as well as Daniel Poole. Poole, it's easy to see after a half why he's such a good scorer. He only needs a little bit of daylight to get that jump shot off, and he'll basically fire it from anywhere on his team's half of the floor.
Yeah, he really will. I mean, if you give him any amount of space and just a sliver of time, he's got a quick trigger, looks good on his form, can hit from just about anywhere, as we saw in this game. And then you had Colin Blau, who really tried to make the baseline drive work for him, didn't quite get it to work as well as he had hoped. He's made a good living from the line. I believe he's got 7 free throw makes so far in this game. He did hit a big three-pointer, and really for Colin, it's going to be more about trying to find his shot not quite as close to the basket. I think that baseline drive is working for him, but if he can get some space, just needs to stop and pull that jumper.
Well, we saw him do that a handful of times. If he's on that right side of the floor, he loves to go try to work that baseline, and really they've been doing a good job of shutting that down. He stepped out of bounds a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
But as somebody who used to like to work the baseline myself, I know when you're comfortable down there, you like to go back and forth under the basket. You like to find some stuff for yourself on that baseline, jump shots or moves to the basket.
Yeah, that help defense, too, that comes over. It gives you a good opportunity on the corner there, the opposite corner, mm-hmm. For a drive and dish and a potential at a long-range jumper there, too.
Interesting that when Osborne got into the game, they started really looking to isolate him down on the low block, and I think it'd be something that you'd really like to see Caleb Shea be able to do. He's got a height advantage over most of the other players on the floor, so if he can get some work down there, maybe nice set himself up with a couple nice jump hooks, I think that's an offense that would be difficult for the Trojans to stop. And if they do intend to stop it, they'd have to collapse down, and all of a sudden that opens up a lot of room for the Golden Eagle shooters.
Yeah, I agree. They've got a lot of space there that they just can't quite take advantage of. If they can get Colin Shea and Noah Osborne both in the game at the same time, put them both on opposite ends of the low block, there really isn't a whole lot of size on East Jackson's side that can handle that down low, and we saw that. Additionally, we saw Cole Partridge basically just have his way with Daniel Poole and David Major on the outside as well. That quick first step gets him an open look, nice easy 12 to 15 foot jumper that he was knocking down all day too.
Well, we'll take 2 more minutes here on the halftime. Come back with the second half. 37-32 East Jackson leads on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. 4 dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the everyday value slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right!
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
First possession out of the half, the Golden Eagles get it down to Caleb Shea on the low block. He does a jump hook, missed it, but they got the rebound and the putback, 37-34. Trojans back on the attack. Blau going baseline. Reverse scoop, and he missed it, and out of bounds, but last touch, Golden Eagles. So Trojans will hold on to possession.
Yeah, Dalton Fish with that nice little offensive glass in the bucket.
Trojans to inbound. Starting lineups on the floor for both teams. Inbound goes to Poole, and he'll dribble out. Now stop, turn around and shoot the three. Missed everything. Overshot that one. Out of bounds. Golden Eagle ball. Garrick Elliott back into the game for Columbia. Dribbles up, hands off to Carson Daniels. Cole Partridge at the top, pump fake and drive. Gets it all the way in, put off the glass, miss, rebound Shea. Puts it off the high glass and gets the putback to go. 4-0 run to start here for Columbia, 37-36. They've cut the lead to one. Deep triple by Major, off the heel. Pulls out to Partridge, he gets the rebound, runs it up the floor. He's going to take it coast to coast. And gets the blocking foul. Major stepping up to try and take the charge. Commits the foul for the Trojans.
Yeah, just a little bit of movement by Major. And that's going to be his second foul, team's first.
Cole Partridge at the stripe. Chance to get the lead back for the Eagles. He hits and we're tied. Partridge back at the line. And the second free throw, not as pretty, but it does rattle in. 38-37, a 6-0 run to start for Columbia Central. And we get a substitution for East Jackson. Swantek end the game for Major. Colin Blau will inbound, and he's got Elliott all the way down to cover Swantek. Swantek gives back to Blau, and the Trojans offense into the front court. Gives to Poole. Nice cut by Swantek. He'll pass out to Seymour. Seymour gives to Poole into the lane. Floats it. Got it to go. Through the trees, Daniel Poole with a deuce. 39-38. Trojans back in front.
Yeah, good move there by Poole to get down inside.
Drive by Elliott. Kick out and a three by Daniels. In and out. Elliott with the rebound and a three by Partridge is good. Cole Partridge having himself a day.
Cole don't miss.
41-39. Cole Partridge. And the Golden Eagles in the lead. Poole, another drive. Nice job to get to the bucket. Put it up a little strong. The rebound out to Blau. Three-point attempt. Bounces up off the rim to the top of the glass. And that'll be Eagle ball. 41-39. Two-point lead for Columbia. Into Fish, and he'll give to Elliott. Gehrig gets the play from the bench. slowly over the midcourt line. Picked up there by Swiatek. Gives to Partridge. And a back cut by Daniels. Caught it and finished.
Beautiful back cut by Carson Daniels. Great feed by Partridge.
Quarterback saw that one all the way. Touchdown for the Eagles, 43-39. Colin Blount working outside right wing. Now to the top, Poole. Thought about the triple. Now he looks to drive. Splits defenders. And he's going to reach and foul.
That's going to go on Carson Daniels. That's his third. Team's first.
5:24 to go third quarter. 43-39. Columbia Central lead. Inbound to Poole. He'll pull the quick three and hits that one.
And it just looks effortless, his stroke.
42-43. Gets the Trojans on the board here in the second half. Partridge driving to the elbow. Jump shot missed. Rebounded by Poole. He's looking up the floor quickly. Working his way toward the top. The key gets a screen on the drive. And he carried it.
I didn't see it, but I was watching the lane to see what they were going to do defensively.
I wouldn't have called it, Jason. It just looked like a nice move. 43-42, Eagles in the lead. Gary Elliott taking the play from the bench, now going to work. Dalton Fish outside the arc, looking for Shea down in the low block. Daniels, nice play to Shea. Got inside of his defender, and Rick Adams had to foul or give up the bucket. He chose foul.
And that's going to be his second.
Shea will go to the line for a pair. First free throw from Shea comes off the heel.
You can tell there's a little bit of a concerted effort to get the ball to Caleb Shea down low.
It's almost like I was inside their locker room or something. The free throw, the second free throw is through. 44-42, a two-point lead here for Columbia Central. Carson Daniels goes to the bench with three fouls. Into the game, Chase Tompkins. Colin Blau bringing it up for the Trojans. Moves to the right side, down to the low block. Seymour trying to go to work. Will pass out to Adams, and he wants to get rid of it. Blau comes to get it. Back down to Seymour. He's double-teamed down there. And we get a tie-up. Seymour and Fish. As soon as they went down to Seymour, there were three defenders immediately on him. Both times they tried to feed it down there. So the possession arrow will stay for East Jackson. But a nice tie-up by Fish.
And I think we were in the locker room there because they've got Shea and Partridge both in the game now.
You mean Osborne?
Or Osborne, yes, thank you.
Poole gets a bucket, gets the ball in the paint, goes right to the basket, no fear, got it to go, and we're tied at 44. Gary Elliott goes down to Shea, turn around off the glass, left it strong. Nice rebound, Seymour, and Shea goes over the back, commits the foul.
And that's his second, team's second. You know, these East Jackson Trojans don't have a whole lot of size, but they're fearless. All of them are not even hesitating to drive the lane.
Well, in a lot of cases, Jason, some of these seniors have been playing for three or more years. Good pass by Poole. They get to Swiatek in the corner for three, and the lead's back for the Trojans, 47-44. Gary Elliott, right side, looking quickly to drive. Gets trapped down there. Tries to find Shea in the high post. Stolen by Blau. He's on the fast break, and Osborne comes to swipe it from behind. Looks like he got the arm.
And that's going to be on the ground, on the floor there. That is Osborne's third, team's third.
Nice job by Osborne to chase down the play. Inbound goes to Poole, right corner, works his way out to the wing, hands off to Colin Blau.
Swiatek camped out on the line there.
Blau on the drive, floating jumper, missed, rebounded by Shea, and Partridge getting up the floor here for the Eagles. Nice look to Chase Tompkins outside the arc, and he'll knock down the triple. Tied again, 47-47. 3:22 to go, third quarter. Daniel Poole up the floor and makes a move to the basket. Probably cleared out a little bit with that off arm, but no whistle. Gets it all the way deep, and Eagles almost no choice but to foul.
And that's Shea's third, so looks like the plan is to get those big guys in foul trouble, get them out of the game.
Poole leaves the free throw short.
And that's been his His goat this year has been the free throw line.
That one's good. Trojans back in front by one, 48-47. Garrick Elliott on the attack for the Golden Eagles. Now he slows it down, moves back dangerously close to midcourt. Chase Tompkins. Now to Partridge. Partridge skip pass to Tompkins at the high post for Osborne, down to the low. Back out to Tompkins. He'll drive and dish back for Elliott. Open look for three. Left it short. Rebound Osborne. Put back. Good. Osborne is an offensive rebounding specialist tonight. Blau into the corner. Swantek thought about the three. Now he'll attack deep into the lane. Blocked by Shea, but Garrick Elliott got him on the body. And Swantek will shoot a pair.
And that is Elliott's third. Team's fifth.
Eagles lead 49-48. Swantek can tie it here at the stripe. Bounce it, spin it, shoot it. Got it. Tied at 49.
Now 5 points for the junior.
Second free throw's off the heel, rebounded by Caleb Shea. Gets it up the floor to Garrick Elliott, looking to attack. No numbers, but he goes all the way in. Floats it, no good. Rebound tap, pulled in by Poole. And now the Trojans back on the attack. Tied at 49. 2:29 to go third quarter. Behind the back, nearly lost it. Blau gets it back. Outside that right arc. To the top, Poole. Plenty of time. Pulls a three, missed. Offensive rebound, Seymour, and Swantek will take the three. That missed. Osborne looking to get the rebound, goes to the floor. It's tapped out, and Blau will take a three. No! Three threes, all missed. Osborne finally corrals that rebound. And we're still tied at 49.
Sigh of relief there from the Eagle bench.
All three good looks, too, Jason. Just couldn't knock one down. Chase Tompkins on the attack. Stops. Knocked away by Blau, and Seymour comes through with a loose ball. On the break, Elliott gets back to cover. Missed it. Rebound Poole, knocked away by Tompkins, tries to save it, stepped out. Trojan ball. Tied at 49, 1:45 left on our third quarter clock. Austin Jackson into the game. Got his name on the first try.
Hey, there you go.
Into Poole quickly, puts it up, missed. Oh, how did he miss that one? Austin Jackson gets it, Poole gets another chance and missed it. Osborne's got it, and up ahead of everyone is Elliott. Scoops it, reverse layup, didn't get it, gets his own board, the putback. He puts it up, draws the foul. Poole missed two bunnies right under the basket for East Jackson. Then Garrick Elliott missed one he should have made. I think he thought he needed to reverse that.
Yeah, he had a good clean look there all the way.
Yeah, probably could have just gone in there with an easy bunny. Instead, made it a little tougher on himself. Well, he'll have to earn him at the stripe now.
That one on Swantek, his third. Team's third, as Elliott knocks down the first of a pair, and that'll get some substitutions.
Major and back into the game for Swantek after Elliott hits that free throw. 50-49, minute 32 left on the third quarter clock. That one's a line drive, almost drops, but comes off and rebounded by Austin Jackson. Dribbles to the middle, hands off to Blau. Blau immediately puts it on the deck. Works his way to the right side of the court. Now back to the top. Poole picked up quickly by Elliott. Back over to Blau. Elliott. And Elliott and Poole got tied up.
And that's going to be on Elliott. That's his fourth.
I mean, Elliott had a case to plead. He pointed at Daniel Poole, and now he's going to tell the official. Look, he's the one who created the contact. Dana Poole was the one trying to set the screen, and he was moving around.
Yeah, he was trying to get through.
But when you get tied up like that, the official sees whatever he sees, and in that case it did appear that Elliott created that contact. Nice, strong finish by Major down in the low block. Osborne trying not to commit that fourth foul. 51-50, the Trojans lead. Osborne in the corner. Looking down to Shea, deep in the paint. Couldn't catch it. Major comes away with a loose ball. Poole up the floor. Scoops, scores. Osborne quickly in. It's a three-point Trojan lead. And Chase Tompkins is going to slow it down with 42 seconds left. Deep right wing. Now he dribbles in. Hands off to Elliott. Had an open look there for a moment. Didn't want to shoot. Over to Partridge. Now into the high post. Osborne attacks from there. Righty finish.
Wow.
Nice drive by Osborne. Turned
good
on the
finish.
Jets.
Yeah.
Went opposite side there to finish with the right hand. Pretty move. 53-52. We cut the lead to one. Trojans lead with 14 seconds, holding for one shot to end the third quarter. Colin Blau right here midcourt.
For 5 seconds.
8-7. 6. Blau in, drops it off to Seymour. Pump fakes. And the delay on the shot got Caleb Shea in the air. He commits the foul. And Seymour will have a shot at it at the stripe. 53-52 with 2.6 to go here in the third. And a back and forth third quarter.
Don't look now, Steve, but Caleb Shea has 4 fouls as well, and that's 7 team fouls.
As Seymour calmly hits from the line. So I think you're going to get, yeah, Shea's going to go to the bench. You don't want him to, you want to risk him getting number 5 here in the last 2.6.
And it looks like Garrick Elliott's going to have a seat too.
And Osborne now really has to, because he's the guy who's going to play that big man role with Shea on the bench. So he's going to have to avoid getting that, picking up that other, that extra foul.
Yeah, and that's going to bring Taylor DuBois into the game. And you've got Garrick Elliott and Caleb Shea each with 4 fouls. Carson Daniels, Noah Osborne with 3. Fish and Tompkins with 2. So it's going to be a very difficult fourth quarter for the Eagles.
Inbound and a fling. No good. Osborne nearly had a chance at the tip. It's knocked away instead. So we end 3, 55-52. East Jackson leads by 3. 1 minute, and we're back with the fourth quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com. At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, 55-52, the Trojans lead. It'll be Golden Eagle ball. Inbound goes to Cole Partridge.
Starters on the floor. Sorry, Steve.
That's it. Except for Elliott, replaced by Tompkins, and we got Noah Osborne in there. Place of Shea. Connor McClear, Cole Partridge. Partridge on the drive. And there's a long two, quick trigger, and knocked it down. Derek Way. He's made a couple plays when he's been in there. Daniel Poole answers with a triple on the other end and knocks it down. 58-55, quick answer.
And they gave the triple to Derek Way on that one.
He clearly had his foot on the line. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Donna McClear back out to Tompkins. Tompkins working deep left wing, and he'll pull up a long triple.
Wow.
Knock it down!
Wow! His third triple of the night.
Every shot feels like a big shot right now, tied at 58 with 7 to go. Colin Blau near midcourt. Blau dribbles to the right wing. Now attack, pull up 2-point shot, and these guys are shooting the lights out right now. 60-58. Coming up at 4 o'clock here on Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, WKHM Jackson. Noah Osborne, deep passes down to Way on the cut, and he can't reel it in. Finally held down by the Trojans. Coming the other way, Blau into the pool. He's got room to shoot, and he'll fire.
Oh,
Daniel Poole.
Man.
63-58, 5-point Trojan lead. They're not missing right now. Osborne on the drive and a nice basket. Noah Osborne having his way with those guys down low.
Daniel Poole quietly with 26 now. Big block.
Did that go in?
No, almost.
So a shot going up from the left corner, and Osmond comes out and blocks it, and there's an extra basket here on the side, and it almost went into that basket on the block. He shot that one right out of the sky. That was Scud Missile-esque.
Did hit the net, though.
Inbound for the Trojans here, under 6 minutes, 63-60. Daniel Poole's got it near midcourt.
He
flings
like
it over.
He
to
was ready to pull up right there.
He'll pull that one. Nope, pump fake. He goes on the drive out to Austin Jackson. He'll trigger the three.
Wow.
Didn't call the glass, but it still counts. 66-60, and the Trojans' hot shooting in the fourth quarter continues. Stretch their lead out to six. Dalton Fish on the floor for Columbia. Loses the dribble. Blau's got it, and he's going on the break. Coast to coast. And I think they got a whistle on the floor. It's a 1-1 at least.
That's
two free throws.
Yeah. And that is on Dalton Fish. That is his fourth.
Last free throw rattles around and comes out. 5:26 left.
Fish staying in the game despite four fouls.
Blau hits front rim and rolls in. 67-60. East Jackson comes out on fire here in the fourth. Nice drive by Carson Daniels. He scores it and gets the blocking foul. A couple of number 24 kids colliding. Daniels gets the finish and he'll get a free throw.
And that's going to be the first on Austin Jackson.
The old-fashioned three-point play attempt. Didn't get it. Comes off the heel. Nice battle by Way with a trio of East Jackson rebounders there. They call the jump ball, and it'll be East Jackson ball. Cullen Blau up the floor slowly. We'll give to Major, back to Poole. Blau, now Major, running the weave outside the arc. Major attacks, loses the ball. Osborne's got it. Yes. Looking up the floor, Osborne finds Fish. Fish goes to attack, gets past the defense, and floats it off the glass.
Nice move by Dalton Fish.
Little run here by the Eagles, 67-64 with 4:46 on our game clock. Cullen Blau near midcourt. Steps over to the right wing. Had a chance to take that three. They aren't coming out to cover. Now Dalton Fish picks him up. Gets a screen from Seymour. Blau all the way to the bucket. And floats it, but gets the contact.
We'll see who that goes on.
You know, it just seems like every time an East Jackson player gets in the air to shoot, they've got somebody hitting them.
Yeah.
And they've been able to hurt him at the free throw strike.
That one mercifully on Derek Way, just his second.
Blau's free throw attempt in and out.
Team's ninth.
Next foul, I'll say the next foul against Columbia, and the Trojans are shooting free throws the rest of the way, two of them every time. Blau misses the pair, but the Trojans get the rebound. Austin Jackson kept the possession arrow their way. 4:19 to go. 67-64 score. Trojans with the three-point lead in the ball. Blau near midcourt. Picked up there by Dalton Fish. Giving a little bit of room.
He's in no hurry.
Caleb Shea set to check back in with four fouls. Blau with a screen. Fish almost knocked Zach Seymour down. No call. Seymour was open by himself for a minute. Poole couldn't find him. Instead, he goes to Major. Now 3:50 on the clock. Major out near midcourt. Cole Partridge checking him. Gets a screen. Major picked up there by Osborne off the screen. And now we'll get a timeout from the East Jackson bench. That's a full timeout. We'll take a minute break. 3:40 to go, 67-64 Trojans lead on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
East Jackson inbounds, Colin Blau holding the basketball by midcourt. They look like they're ready to run out the clock, but this is too close. Blau nearly goes over backcourt, and he nearly does again, but staying in the front court, they're really flirting with that midcourt line. 320, 67-64, our score. Blau's got it out in the backcourt, and they're going to come out and trap him, and he has to call timeout. So during that timeout, the Golden Eagles clearly said if they're going to try and run four corners or hold the basketball, we're not going to let that happen, and they trap him near midcourt and nearly caused a turnover a couple times on that possession.
Yeah, I don't know how Colin Blau managed to walk that tightrope, but he absolutely did, and worked out well for
So the Golden Eagles, quick discussion. They're back out. East Jackson still talking it over in the huddle. They'll work their way back out. Stay tuned following the final buzzer. We'll choose our Jackson Area Subway player of the game and set things up for our next broadcast. This one's far from over. 3:14 to go, 67-64. Trojans with the lead and the ball. Blau takes the inbound, and he's trapped out there again. Gives it away and stolen. Cole Partridge comes to the passing lane. He's going to attack. Takes it all the way to the bucket. Gets up in the air. Blau commits the foul, and Partridge will shoot a pair. You almost wonder why they haven't employed that trap earlier. They ran that great.
Yeah, and that was run to perfection by Cole Partridge as he was able to intercept the pass, get in. Nothing really that Blau could do to commit his first foul, keep Partridge from picking up the bucket as he hits the first.
Second free throw rattles off, 67-65. They come away with one on that trip, 3 minutes to go. Blau back up the floor, gives to Swantek. Swantek right wing. Now he'll look to get it back to Poole. Poole nearly trapped. Nice cut by Swantek. Drops it off to Seymour. Knocked away. And Fish comes in and takes it away.
And that's going to be on Fish. Looked like he took the legs out.
Unbelievable.
And that's his fifth.
The Columbia Central bench can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, he did take out Jackson's legs, but, I mean, the ball was on the ground.
That's what a way to get your fifth foul. Fish out of the game.
He'll finish with 6 points.
Fantastic job to just swoop in. That was just a hustle play for sure, and I thought they were going to call it on the Trojans player.
I did, too. Garrick Elliott will check in with his four fouls.
Instead, Seymour at the stripe. Missed it. Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
No, I'm disagreeing with the officials, but of course, respectfully.
Respectfully, of course. I think that's a situation where you just let him play.
Seymour gets the second one, lead back to three. 2:45 to go. Garrick Elliott up the floor quickly. He's got four, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Cole Partridge dribbling in. Thought he had a lane there. Gets it to Osborne, and Swantek's going to commit a foul on that one.
And that's Swantek's fourth.
So while the Trojans remain in the double bonus, the Eagles are going to have to get one more before they're shooting free throws. Someone's going to have to take it out. Carson Daniels gets the job. And he'll get it inbound to Partridge. He attacks right baseline, stops and pops. Missed it. Another couple of players get to the floor, rebounded by Austin Jackson. Trojans have it at the top for Seymour, and they'll get it out to Major. He's going to go cross court to Blau. Blau into the high post for Seymour, back out. And they're going to need to start trapping again, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, almost had a good backdoor cut there.
East Jackson in no hurry to score here. 209 with a three-point lead, 68-65.
They're trapping everybody except for one guy who is glued to Daniel
Poole. Daniel Steele all alone. What a knockaway by Carson Daniels. And he got a one-point game with under 2 minutes, 68-67. Trojans lead is one.
He is on Daniel Poole.
Blau steps up to the... Oh, there's Blau along the corner. He'll float it from the baseline and knock it down. Clutch shot by Blau. Elliott over midcourt. He's going to attack from the top. Lost the basketball. Gets it back. And now saved by a diving Austin Jackson. And Major goes around Carson Daniel.
And that
and
is...
And another whistle. I don't see the point.
I don't see that either. And that's Daniel's fourth.
And there was more contact on the steal that Daniel had.
Yeah.
Overall, the officiating staff hasn't been brutal tonight, but here in the late going, I'd love to see the players decide it rather than the officials. Free throw is good for Major.
Yeah, that's another situation where you swallow the whistle and just let these kids play.
Yeah, in that case, it didn't even affect the play. It just went around them. So Major hits a pair. It's a five-point game. Eagles are going to have to hit some shots. Partridge to Daniels in the corner. Blau with a tip, and we'll keep it this way. A little bit of a lazy pass there by Partridge. Daniels to inbound. Goes deep back court for Elliott. Elliott coming up left wing. Now to the top. Partridge fakes a huge dip.
Wow.
Deep three.
Wow.
Got it off the backboard. Unbelievable shot for Cole Partridge. 72-70 with a minute two to go. Trojans with the ball. Major cross court to Blau. Picked up there by Osborne at the top of the key. Seymour back to Major.
Nah.
We get a timeout.
No,
we get a
foul on number 24, Carson Daniels, and he is done for the night.
Now we got a little confab going on with the officials here, and that might be deciding whether they called the timeout or the foul first.
Two shots. So Daniels will finish with nine here.
52.1 seconds, 72-70. Daniel Poole goes to the line.
Garrick Elliott, Caleb Shea, each with four also, so they have to be careful as well.
Poole hits. Three-point lead for the Trojans.
Yeah, and I don't know, Steve, how you can quietly almost have 30 in a game, but Daniel Poole has somehow done it.
Got them both to go. Elliott brings it up for the Eagles. 48 seconds. Tompkins, now Elliott. I'd like to see Tompkins actually pull one of those triples. Elliott into the lane, floats it, missed it. Osborne comes in and commits a foul.
That's four on Osborne.
40.7. Be a couple more free throws here for the Trojans. They haven't been bad at the line. Matter of fact, that's where they've kind of separated themselves because the Eagles have been at a deficit here in the foul department all night long.
Definitely.
Putting East Jackson in the double bonus both halves. Austin Jackson's free throw rattles in and out. Second one is short. Rebounded by Partridge, and he's going to run it out. Poole's there to stop him. Partridge lost it for a moment. Now he gives to Tompkins. Tompkins trying to go to Shea down low. He's got it deep, but he loses it. Bounced it off an East Jackson player. And they grab it. A little extracurricular shoving on the floor.
Uh-oh.
Now you got players coming off the bench.
Yeah, nope, that's a tech on Columbia. Yeah, you had Lucas Gomez leave the bench. And that, you absolutely cannot do that.
A little chippy here at the end of the game.
In the NBA, that's a suspension, but...
Now we're going to have... The officials take a moment to clear everything up. at midcourt. 28.2 left on the game clock, 74-70.
And if they whistle Garrick Elliott, that's five for him. It's going to go to either Chase Tompkins or Garrick Elliott.
They were kind of both right there. I don't know if they were just trying to commit the foul or what, but.
Oh, they're going to give it to Partridge. That's his second.
I can't believe there's anyone on the Eagles roster that doesn't have at least three.
Yeah. Anybody who's played significant minutes has at least one.
Very liberal whistle tonight.
I take that back. Anybody who's played significant minutes has two, except for Connor McClear.
We still got the officials discussing what exactly is going to be the result of the play.
Yeah, we also have a full timeout from the Columbia bench.
Still a four-point game, but I imagine when it's all said and done, a few free throws are going to change that.
And this has been a very well-played game for both teams aside from the fouls.
So the Golden Eagles get back onto the floor. It looks like they're going to run with Osborne, Caleb Shea, Cole Partridge, Garrick Elliott, and Chase Tompkins. East Jackson still in the huddle drawing some stuff up.
So Poole will shoot the technical free throws.
And they'll send Lucas Gomez to the locker room.
Yep. You cannot leave the bench.
The free throw.
Can't do that.
Leaves the second one short. Now the technical free throws. Seventy-five, 70. Make that 76. And 77. And now East Jackson ball leading by 7 with 28 seconds, and it went from a game that felt like it was in the balance to East Jackson just needs to not make a mistake. And they get out of here with a win. Inbound in the backcourt to Daniel Poole. He's picked up out there by Garrick Elliott, and Tompkins comes through to try to make the steal. They get to Blau, down low to Major. Shot up, blocked by Osborne, rebounded by Elliott. Cole Partridge, deep three. Long. Rebound comes out to Major, 9 seconds. And they'll grab him quickly.
Shea's going to foul out on that one.
Caleb Shea. Junior, or excuse me, a sophomore, Caleb
yes.
Shea. We'll see him around Columbia Central basketball circles here for a couple more years. He's going to be an important guy for the Eagles next season.
Derek Way will check in. He's got two fouls. Irrelevant point it with 8 seconds left, but...
Major leaves that one short. Back to the stripe. And he got the second one. 78-70 into Tompkins. Fires up a three. No. Rebound up in the air. Tap. Out of bounds. It's Jackson ball. 1.3, and it's looking like that's going to be potentially our final. And Poole throws it up in the air. We're done. 78-70. East Jackson holds on to get the home court win here on the Purple Out Cancer Benefit afternoon. And Jason was in the balance there East Jackson got several whistles down the stretch, and then, of course, the little extracurricular shoving got started on the floor. You get the technical foul against Columbia Central, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah, that was just foul trouble all night long for Columbia. Just couldn't quite keep it together, and you had the ejection. You had technical fouls all over the place, and just a difficult game for the Eagles.
Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and give you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Set things up for our next broadcast. Again, East Jackson victorious this afternoon, 78-70 over the Columbia Central Golden Eagles on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicky Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist is excited to announce our new clinic in Napoleon Corners opening in January of 2018. It's a brand new state-of-the-art clinic and will specialize in work and sports injury rehabilitation as well as women's health therapy. For over 30 years, you have trusted us to serve the Jackson community, and now with seven ORS facilities and extended hours for your convenience, you can begin your treatment with or without a doctor's referral. If you're experiencing ongoing pain from your everyday life, let us help you. Visit our website at orsmi.com to set up your appointment today.
After your next online order in January at Denny's.com, you get a free build-your-own grand slam. Four items of your choosing made to order. Try a classic combo like bacon, eggs, pancakes, and hash browns. Or go nuts. Maybe a turkey, bacon, biscuit, hearty wheat, pancakes, grits combo. Get a free build-your-own grand slam after your next online order. Order now at Denny's.com. Offer requires a Denny's.com account and the placement of an online order between January 9th and January 31st, 2018. Offer valid for 30 days after order. Taxes and gratuity not included.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith here in the post-game report. 78-70, our final from East Jackson High School. The Trojans got it done down the stretch to top the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. And our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game award goes to Daniel Poole, who started out slowly, but once he got it going, he didn't stop. 31 points the total for Poole to lead the Trojans on the afternoon. Jason, what about the rest of the players for East Jackson?
For East Jackson, obviously Daniel Poole lit it up, 31 points, somehow quietly 31.
It felt that way, yeah.
I don't know how that happens, but 31 for Poole. Colin Blau, the just fantastic point guard as well, dropping 19. David Major with 13. Jared Swantek off the bench with 5. Austin Jackson off the bench with 4. Zach Seymour with 3. And Rick Adams with 2 points for the Trojans.
Yeah, it just seemed like Daniel Poole and company. You had Major from the start, and Blau even, that just continued to, despite the fact that they clearly love to shoot the long ball, they never let the pressure off driving the ball either. And that seemed like every time they got up in the air, we were getting a whistle against the Golden Eagles. So whether they scored or not, they were going to get something positive out of going to the basket tonight.
Yeah.
So they kept the pressure on it, kept the Eagles in foul trouble, and that really, the free throws, the foul differentiation there, to me, is what made the difference tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the standing game plan for EJ to get the ball down low and try to get as many people in foul trouble as possible, but it worked, and they'll head to 9-1.
And what about these numbers for the Golden Eagles?
Well, the Columbia Eagles almost had as many fouls as they did points in this game, but Cole Partridge led the team in scoring with 18, Noah Osborne with 13, Carson Daniels finished with 9 before he fouled out, Chase Tompkins with 9, Caleb Shea finished with 7 before he fouled out. Dalton Fish with 6 before he fouled out. And then Garrick Elliott with 5.
And there were some bright spots for Columbia there. I think Noah Osborne played really well when he got into the game. And I think that if that's his role to come off the bench and give them a spark, then he's going to do that really well. I think he's a guy who, we've seen him the last couple years in a starting role in a position where he finds himself in foul trouble. And even tonight he got 3 quick ones, but he just does a great job on the offensive glass. And he, despite being he's not their biggest guy, but he certainly looks like he's the guy most comfortable to score down the paint for Columbia.
Yeah, and he finishes with 4 fouls, but that's to be expected when you have a guy who's a grinder down low, getting into that low block. They're going to get a lot of over the back fouls, a lot of, you know, forearm calls and reach ins and stuff like that. And it's just one of those unlucky games for Columbia Central where I think if they had stayed out of foul trouble, this is a much, much closer game than we got. Even though it was still a great game nonetheless, but I think fouls are the name of the story, unfortunately, for the Eagles.
So Columbia Central next in action Thursday. They're on the road at Erie Mason. The victorious East Jackson Trojans back to work on Wednesday here at East Jackson High School with the visiting Grass Lake Warriors. Our next broadcast, we're taking a little bit of a break here in the early week. We'll back at it on Friday. Should be a fun one in the Rugged Cascades, the Hanover Horton Comets at Vandercook Lake High School.
Should be a great game.
So we'll bring that one to air for you around 7 o'clock. Again, that's on Friday, January 26th on WKHM and WKHM.com. Congratulations to Daniel Poole, our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game for the victorious East Jackson Trojans. For Mike Reed, Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you on Friday.